Okay, very exciting to introduce someone that has not spoken yet for us, someone that works closely in the CRC, Rabbi Yosef Landa, who has taken over the dairy industry for the CRC and does a great job, if I may say so myself. And he has some chedushim for us in the dairy industry. So, and since he's also a photographer, I'll take a picture of him.
Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Fishbein. Maybe I should have spoken, since I'm about milchiks, maybe I should have spoken before the drush about fleishiks. In any case, I just want to make two straightforward, related points about the kashrus of, about creating Gvinas Yisrael, in other words, making kosher cheese. These are points that are seemingly about minor details that take place at the plant level, far away from the Ashgacha office. And therefore, they could possibly be overlooked by the Ashgacha office. But if they are overlooked, it would seem that it would be a shaila if the cheese is really Gvinas Yisrael, if it's really the cheese is really kosher. So before I make my points, I just want to give we have to do a short halachic review, halachic background of the Isser of Gvinas Akum and exactly how you make Gvinas Yisrael. Okay, Chazal asked Gvinas Akum. Chazal made an Isser on Gvinas Akum. The Gemara mentions a few reasons. La halacha. The reason that's accepted is because we're afraid that the Akum will use animal rennet, treif rennet, the sources from an animal. And even though the rennet would be bottle, but since it's a davar ha'maimid, it's in fact not bottle, and it would acid the cheese. So the question is, the first question is, because why do you need a gzeira? Why do you need a gzeira? If that's a real chashash, then it's also on its own. Why do Chazal have to make a special gzeira? And the answer is not because it'll be a suffix that Rabbanon or something. That might be an answer, but the answer that's this is mavur in the poskim is that even if you would have other rayas, you have other ways of knowing that in fact kosher rennet was used. For example, let's say the minig of the whole Medina is to use only kosher rennet. Or let's say you looked at the cheese, let's say there'll be some way you can tell that kosher rennet was used. After Chazal made the gzeira, that's no longer acceptable. It might be acceptable before the gzeira and in other areas of halacha, but once it made the gzeira, it's no longer acceptable. And Chazal were obviously very chashish for this, and that cheese, those rayas would not be good and it would not be Gvinas Yisrael. So how do you make Gvinas Yisrael? Okay, I'm talking about halacha, except the meaning of halacha that we do now. this is the word in the price game. How do you make Venus Yisrael? So we have Machlekes Ramah on the Shach. It's based on the Yukin and the Shainis of the Rishainim. The Ramah says, in order to make Venus Yisrael, you have to see the guy put in kosher rennet. That's how you make Venus Yisrael. In other words, Chazal required a very strong birur, a very strong knowledge of the facts, up to the point of actually seeing that kosher rennet is being used. The Shach, however, says that's not enough. In order to be Gvinas Yisrael, the Yisrael has to participate. He actually has to put in the Gvina, not the Gvina, put in the rennet into the cheese. So the Yisrael is being mimed with the cheese. He's making the cheese, and that's how it becomes Gvinas Yisrael. Another way, says the Shach, is if the Yisrael owns the milk, and therefore the cheese, or if he contracts to buy the cheese that's being made right here. And then the Behuda adds on that even if the Yisrael would own the rennet, that's enough of a shutfus. So says the Shach, in that case there's no gzeira. This is Gvinas Yisrael inherently, there's no gzeira here. And according to the Shach, then you would not, the Yisrael would not have to put in the rennet, and neither would you have to see the rennet being put in. It's just enough. You obviously would have to know by other ways that the kosher rennet was used. But there's no gzeira, and that would be already Gvinas Yisrael. The Ramah, however, does not mention putting in rennet. He doesn't mention ownership of rennet. And kifi pshuta, according to Ramah, this Chazal, there's one criteria. There's one way to make Gvinas Yisrael, and that is with the Yisrael. They have this kind of birur, the strong birur, the Yisrael seeing the rennet being put in.
The Shach is
lahakel
as well.
The Shach comes out lahakel and lahachmer, lahakel and lahachmer. Is a kulon chumra in each way. All right, so b'kitzeh, at least by non-Jewish owned cheese, we have the Ramah says it's enough to see the Yisrael sees the rennet being put in, and the Shach, but it's not enough, and the Yisrael has to actually put in the rennet. So these are the two main protagonists of the Machlokes. However, there's other poiskim on either side. There's a raya that the Peish Rav Shnayis Rambam says like the Ramah. Also on the side of the Ramah is the Pri Toyar, the Levush, the Noi Bihudu, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and the Mashmoyis in the Mishnah Berurah, that's on the side of the Ramah. On the Shach, agreeing with the Shach, however, is the Bichadosh, the Gro, and the Chachmas Adam. The Halacha is accepted to be Be'etzim like the Ramah. Yisrael seeing the Renet being put in, kosher Renet being put in, would be enough. But the Chachilah is accepted to be Machmer like the Shach. This is it's not a difficult Chumrah, because the Yisrael has to be there anyway to see it being put in, so might as well be the one to put it in. But B'di Eved, Pashas, it would be okay. I mean, it might be not good policy if the company didn't follow the rules, but Be'etzem al-Pi Halacha, the Pashas, the would be that the Halacha is like the Ramban, therefore such a cheese would be kosher. Okay, so now for my first point. Rennet currently in use today, from what I've seen, both the kosher and the non-kosher, both the kosher and the animal-based rennet, the Nevela rennet, looks the same. Years ago, it was very, quite possibly, I don't know how many years ago, it was different. Maybe they used maybe a piece of skin of the ur of the keva for animal rennet, and the other sources, you were able to tell very easily, but currently that's not the case. The non-kosher and the animal rennet that I've seen is actually a shade lighter, and it's again a brownish liquid, it's a shade lighter, but it's not something you can tell easily. You need to do comparison. Mashkiach couldn't just see that, we have to compare it to. And I'm pretty certain that if the companies want it, they can make it look exactly the same. They're easy to make colors the way they like to, and they can make it look exactly the same. If so, if that's the case, and even though it's quite accepted when we certify companies that they don't have to keep all the ingredients sealed, even kosher, somewhat kosher-sensitive ingredients, for example, let's say a company is making a kosher product with glycerin. It gets kosher glycerin. We don't insist. It's accepted not to insist that it remains sealed from the factory, and when they want to make the kosher product with glycerin, the Mashkiach comes in, sees it gets unsealed, and reseals it again. We don't require that. We have other ways of doing the best we can to make sure that there's no chash that they're using non-kosher glycerin. However, that should not be the case by Rennet. The Mashkiach, when he makes cheese, should have to come in and see a factory-sealed container of Rennet with the simonim of the Hashkach on it, and when they're done making cheese for that day, to reseal that up. And the next time, he should have to come in there and see the chasimus intact on this container. And otherwise, how do you know they're using kosher rennet? Because the company uses always kosher rennet. They never use non-kosher rennet. That's the way they've been doing things. That's very nice. But that is not the gezeira. That would be acceptable in other halachas, but according to this gezeira's chazal, you need to see, the halacha was you need to see them using kosher rennet. What does see being used kosher rennet mean? To see something that I know clearly that this is kosher rennet. If that's the case, you need to maintain a halachic chain of custody on this rennet. This is not a halach in Hilchas Chasimis. It's a halach in Hilchas making Gvinus Yisrael. Seeing the use of kosher rennet should mean seeing rennet, not that I know based because the company always uses kosher rennet, therefore it must be kosher. Seeing that one thing, I know it is kosher rennet. You have a good question. Maybe. His question is, there isn't rennet, kosher rennet being made on the Hashgacha Tamidis. I don't, the Heksher that makes the Hashgacha needs to...
I'm not attentive, you know. There it doesn't start at the rennet company. It starts when it gets to the cheese company. The rennet company is making macro the rennet, that's all.
If that company is only making... Kosher rennet, and all right. I hear your question. I'm saying mashenir alonu.
What I meant to say is, you made a new chiddush that once you created a chiddush that you have to have hashkocha.
You have
to do it all the way. You can't start your chiddush when it's in the factory.
The question is a valid one.
The same thing by your animal bushel. It's not similar to the dory. You call it shrog. Your animal bushel doesn't have to be necessarily
hashkocha. It's not halacha hashkocha to me. This is halacha of ri'iyah. When Chazal say, I need to see them using kosher rennet, what does the ri'iyah mean?
You have to know that this rennet is kosher. It's enough to know that this rennet is kosher. The gdorim of Inisit Rabbanon. There's a gzered Rabbanon on Yayin, gzered Rabbanon on Cholos,
gzered Rabbanon on... Yeah, and the gzered Rabbanon is to see them using kosher rennet. What does seeing using kosher rennet mean?
You have to have chasimus on the rennet more than you have to have chasimus on the cheese. What's the thing when a piece of cheese is sent from place to place?
But there's no chasimus. If you don't leave it sealed, there's no chasimus.
I'm saying a closed package is chasim
echad. It's not closed. The rennet...
The factory sealed. The question that was asked, why you don't have to have a mashgiach tefillis at the factory? You don't have to have a mashgiach tefillis at the factory.
You're talking about the cheese company? You're talking about his question?
I'm talking about his question.
Oh, okay.
Company, all you need is chasim echad.
Okay, okay, fine.
Excuse me, I'm sorry that I'm interrupting you, but simply, the Gzeres Chazal is Yisrael Roya Asiyas HaGvina. It's Shafs HaChalos in Asiyas HaGvina. Either the Shach says you have to do a Ma'api'ilis Asiyah, or the, according to the Ramah, Re'iyas Asiyah. It's got nothing to do with actually seeing the Renot or knowing the Renot.
Okay, I disagree, but let me go on. Maybe I'll give you a case to give a case to prove my point, but... One could make an argument and say, maybe this is what you're saying, that the way the Chazal set it up is just you need to see the Renot being put in. The Birurun that the Renot is Kosher Renot is acceptable by all the halachic means. I don't know the Renot's kosher, that's you can use a rather regular halachic gedarm. The Chazal set it up, you just need to see the Renot put in.
What's cheaper, animal Renot or microbial Renot?
Okay, so...
What's cheaper, microbial Renot or animal Renot?
I think microbial Renot.
There's no reason for him to be...
But that's not the Gzer. That's not the Gzer's Chazal.
Gzer's Chazal is not different than Gzer's Chazal on Yain or on the Gvin itself. If you've got a piece of cheese here and a piece of cheese there, already made...
Let me just give you a case here. So you can make such an argument, like I'm saying it, but I don't think it's a stopper. I think seeing Renot being used is seeing Renot that you know to be kosher.
That's right. And how do you know it's kosher?
Okay. Now let me give you an example. Let's say in the suburbs of Krakow, many years ago, there was a company. So the cheese making the plant, you cannot, the Mashkiach can't leave, come in to make cheese and have an open container around it. Just no seal, no chasimis, no nothing. It says you need to see kosher Renot being used. I imagine years ago... only Renot. Only Renot. That's not true.
What about the cheese?
Once the cheese is made, there's a lachet. Yeah, once the cheese is made, then you need one chaisim, that's it.
But the same gzera, it can't be that this rabbanon only needs chaisim.
But what is the definition of seeing kosher Renot being used? What does that mean?
That you have to know, using all the gidre halacha to identify a kosher product, you have to be able to identify it as a kosher product. There shouldn't be a case in the end of a chalipping. It should be a chosim echad. If chasim the chosim is broken, is there a reason that
let me ask you a question. This happened. Let's say a company uses kosher run and tray for it. And you go there to make a kosher run.
One second.
You go there to make a kosher run. Can he just go over to the bottle of kosher Renot and just use it and that's it? It was open? That's no good.
All right, Rabbi. Let him finish his speech. Thank you. And then I will take it outside.
Okay, one can make such an argument. Like I'm saying. One can make such an argument. It's not Mustafa. But let me give you a case like this, okay? In the suburbs of Krakow, they're making cheese. They want to do a kosher run at this company. So they come over to the Ramon and say, how do we make this cheese? So, well, he says, the Renot kosher. He says, of course the Renot's kosher. They only use kosher Renot. They never use trade Renot. You can't even get in this whole country not kosher Renot. So the Ramon's going to say, very nice. That's very nice, but you have to go and see the kosher Renot being used. So good. So they send the Mashkiach. He goes, he comes back, and he asks the new, how was it? He says, went okay, but I have to tell you, I was standing too far. I saw them put in the Renot, but I couldn't tell you if it was kosher Renot or not. Is that Mestaber that's going to be good? I don't see any difference. You know that it must be kosher Renot because they couldn't get it kosher Renot. So he went there to see. Oh, what's the Gazen? What do you see? You're standing too far. You didn't see kosher. You need to have knowledge that kosher Renot is being used. Okay, but then there has to be idea of Adois. I don't see how. Maybe in some cases you can have a situation where it's idea of Adois. But it's not in every case it's idea of Adois. You know, the Heter of Chal of Yisrael, according to Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, he said that it's I know of Adois. The Heter is based on two things. Number one, I know the Tev of Adois. I'm confident that milk is not from other sources. And the idea of Adois is as good as Re'iyah. Now, there were those that argued on both steps of those Heter. They said that, no, you can't say it's known by Vadois that the milk was only from kosher sources. Kal v'chomer, if that's not the idea of Vadois, Kal v'chomer, where it's not against the law to use animal Renot, and it's not going to be a big busha, they find that a company used horse milk in their thing, that's a tremendous scandal. But this is not, so I think, if anything, the level of Vadois is less.
Is less. But all you need is the level of Vadois of
okay. Okay, but you don't have chaisim echad. It's open.
No, we said already open.
Okay, so you're not disagreeing with me. You're not disagreeing with what I'm saying. I'm saying all the mashkiach can't do is leave the container or Renot open. That's it.
How do you even open any
No, because you seal the cheese. No, the finished product is the cheese, and you put chesamos on the cheese. That's how you do that. Yeah.
Rabbi Landau.
Let him finish. I think we heard the questions.
Yeah, excuse me, Rabbi Landau. What you said from the shach, is mekel is just not true. The shach says that if you own the milk, then you don't have to put in the rennet.
I said it. No?
I know you said that. The shach says it. I need you to say it.
Yeah, the shach says it.
However, what's mavur from the shach and from the aguda, which he's basing it on, is then it goes back to the Ramaz halacha that you have to see it. And the raya that they bring is from the person standing in the barn on Shabbos, which is the aguda's case, which is brought in Hilchos Shabbos. He has to stand there, and the shach says, how's it kosher? He didn't put it in. And the reason it's kosher is because he was standing there.
He's saying even if the Yisrael owns it, he still has to see it being put in, according to the shach.
Right, the shach is not mekel on it.
Okay, it really makes no difference.
You said the shach is mekel more than the Ramo. It's not true. The shach, if you don't want to, if the shach for some reason says you don't have to put in the rennet, you still have to see it.
There's a certain contemporary sefer that says not like what you're saying.
I don't care, but this is the emes.
but that makes no difference because Allah is like the Ramo anyway. All right. If that's the case, if you didn't like this chumra, then you're certainly not gonna like this one. And if this is the case, then even though there are situations where mashkiach, a kosher run needs a mashkiach there, but the mashkiach doesn't necessarily have to be there the entire time. He's needed for certain tasks and not needed for others. And it would be acceptable for him, if he's very tired, to tell the operator, Jim, I'm going to take a nap in the car. Please call me in a half hour when you get up to stage X, Y, and Z. However, he should not do that when it comes to the rennet. If he needs to be yoytzev v'nichnas, a real yoytzev v'nichnas, as long as that rennet is unsealed. If he needs to be, go take a nap, or he's going to daven, he's going to do something that's going to break this yoytzev v'nichnas, he should reseal the cheese. He needs to maintain on the rennet. He needs to maintain a yoytzev v'nichnas amiti on the rennet, as long as it's unsealed, to keep the halachic chain of custody, to have knowledge that this rennet is kosher rennet. Okay. Again, if this is a chiddush, then I'm making the aura and let every hashgacha discuss it with their poising. Okay, that's my first point. Second point is like this. If they own the rennet, maybe according to the shach would be good, except not according to Rabbi Druva, but according to Ramo anyway, it wouldn't be good. Okay. Second point is like this. In older, Mahalach was in older cheese facilities, you would manually pour in the rennet in every vat. Put in a pitcher, pour the rennet in, and every single vat, you did it by hand, you put in the rennet. More modern facilities, they have a little tank, smallish tank next to the cheese vats. You put the rennet into this vat, and then you push a button on a screen, and it's by machine, it's drawn in, the stuff is drawn into the cheese vat. In more modern facilities, they have this system, where they have a smaller vat, tank, we put in the rennet there, but it's not just for one vat. There's a push a button and its system starts going and it can go from vat to vat. The machine keeps drawing rennet out of there automatically without pushing any, it's technically possible without pushing anything more. If everything's going smoothly, you don't need to stop the system. They'll keep being rennet drawing out of there, going into each vat. So now in such plants, not even the most modern, even the middle step here where it's done by pushing a button on a screen, but you have to do it individually for each cheese vat separately. So hashgachas have asked, what about the shach? What about being mekayim the shach of putting it in by hand? What do you need to do in such a plan? So the consensus is that pushing the button is okay. That is considered the Maisi Yisrael putting in the rennet. However, miyais toiv, it is recommended that the Yisrael should as well pour the rennet into the tank. He should be the one to put the rennet into that tank, so it's completely his maisa, and then he pushes the button as well. So it's his maisa, and with that, you're mekayim b'shach. That's the consensus.
Why don't you buy the rennet? We buy the rennet every time we do it.
Okay, that's an additional, but you should not buy the rennet.
It's much better, that covers it for sure.
It's shtikal haram, it's shtikal haram, it's an eid b'yehuda. It seems, why don't you put it in? Why don't you put it in?
Because you can't, because in a real modern plan.
So do them both. Do them both. Put it.
We do everything.
Okay.
We press the button, but the pressing the rabbi
buzzer. Okay, I agree. No, I agree. I agree. You should buy the rennet. You should buy the rennet. So the question is like this. In these most modern types of plants, where it's all automatic, you put in the rennet and away it goes, the way the machine goes. So you have the shach. You be mekayem the shach. But what about the re'iyah? The main halacha is you're supposed to have re'iyah on the rennet going in.
Well,
Mashgiach is not chained to the equipment. He's got to go out and he's got to go do things. He's got to go to the bathroom. He's got to go daven different times. So where's your reiyah? So al pi pashtus, the answer to that is you don't need mamish reiyah. Just like by Chol of Yisrael, it's halacha mufreshes that yotze v'nichnas is sufficient. A real yotze v'nichnas, a true real yotze v'nichnas is sufficient. So too, by over here also, as long as the mashgiach is maintaining a real true yotze v'nichnas, that would be sufficient. However, there is a pre-tayar that says that Yotze v'nichnas is by Cholov, but not by Gvina. It's such a sheet of pre-tayar. It seems it's a chiddush. Other poskim do not bring this pre-tayar, and they could have brought it, because he's a poskim, is an early achron. But however, they don't say lehepich either. Other poskim don't say lehepich of the pre-chiddush. So, if possible, the Mashgiach could somehow be there knowing when the timing of the rent is being drawn in, or if he could seal the container of the rent in a foolproof manner, presumably the pre-tayar would agree that would be considered re'iyah. Sealing it in a foolproof way would be equivalent to re'iyah. However, there are times when it does not seem feasible. And my understanding, the CRC doesn't certify any such companies yet, but my understanding is that it's accepted, they're not machmer like the pre-tayar, and it's enough to have true yotze v'nichnas. However, yotze v'nichnas must be true. The Mashgiach needs to have the knowledge and the yiras shemayim not to say anything or do anything to compromise a real and true yotze v'nichnas. That means not saying I'm going to take a nap for a half hour, not davening shachris every day at the same time and always taking a half hour until they're confident that he's gone for this half hour. The yotze v'nichnas that's real means kipshutoi, that is possible, he'll come in every few moments. And then the Mashgiach needs to, here's the ikar halacha of seeing the rent being put in. If you're not yotze v'nichnas on the thing, then how is this cheese going to be gvinus Yisrael? Shkoch has to be careful about this matter. Okay.
Wait. Rabbi Kudnik has a question.
One room which has a giant IBC, which feeds 20, 5-10 things at a time, and there's a, 5 times the size of this room, a cheddar maker, etc. Mashgiach connects the rennet, he tapes it up so it's impossible to break the seal, it's impossible to rent to the system without someone breaking that seal.
Is it true? It's impossible, it's a foolproof seal, you said?
Correct. We have two Mashgiachim, right? The Mashgiach does give, the protocol is the Mashgiach is not allowed to leave.
If you have two mashgiachim, that's good. You have one mashgiach has to go out sometimes. He has to go outside. Yeah, you can't stay there the whole time.
No,
it's a 12-hour run. He's staying the thing though.
So if he stays in that building, right?
Okay, so that's yotze v'nichnas. He stays in the building.
He just goes to the toilet and comes back. I'm not sure if that's a yotze v'nichnas. That's more or less there.
Okay, right. It's hard for me to believe a Mashgiach is not out for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It's a 12-hour thing.
It's on the same premises.
Okay, that's yotze v'nichnas. I agree. That's
just.
All right, go ahead. Uri Newman from Star K. Just like to point out that in a lot of the automated plants, it actually is only a grumma, even if you do push that button, because the cheese vats are sequentially done, not necessarily automated, but manually by the operator of the plant. And he's, by allowing the milk flow to go into the secondary vat, he's the one that's actually causing the rennet to then go in. Even though you push that button initially when you fill the tank up with rennet, the guy is making the gvina al pi hashach.
So you're saying the Yisrael should have to be starting the milk?
Be there and should either be starting the milk, okay, or should constantly be redoing that button if you want to make the shach.
Okay.
It's worse than that. It's worse than that because if you push the button and start it, remember the tank that the rennet is being drawn from, it's either a jar, or sometimes it's a whole combo of rennet, and there's other ones too. And if they need more in the back, they're just going to connect it to that. That second bottle of rennet that they're using was not there when you push the button. So you certainly have kol leichitzev over there. If you want to be machmen that the mashgiach pour the rennet into the tank, that's a wonderful thing. But if you have a plant that's operating 24/7. The Mashgiach can't pour the rennet into the tank on Shabbos because it's muksa. And so you're really, in these modern operations, you're really using the Ramah exactly like it's a, you don't have the shach unless you did a mechira on the
In that case, you should absolutely buy the rennet. If you said the shach, you should absolutely buy the rennet.
We do.
Okay.